Rez Wunford has pleaded to the two most serious charges against him, charges that could have put him behind bars for 35 years. First Assistant U.S. Attorney Jack Pirozzola said later he is satisfied the threat posed by the young man with a history of mental illness was real.
The evidence was overwhelming that Mr. Furtis both had the ability and the intent to accomplish both parts of the plan, which included the flying of the airplanes into the Pentagon and the Capitol on the one hand, and also to prepare IED trigger devices that were intended to, and he understood, to be used to kill American soldiers overseas.
Prosecutors say that when undercover agents told Furtis falsely that his devices had been used to kill American soldiers, he seemed delighted. At federal court, Lana Jones, WBZ News Radio 1030.